Morning. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It's about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 34 sunny degrees out there. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. You can download that app right now, as well as those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Super happy to welcome into our studio Starsha Thompson from the Palmetto Women's Center. Of course, you are serving as interim director there. So welcome to Palmetto Mornings, and thank you so much for all that you do. It's a big job.
It is. Yes. Yes. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for welcoming me.
Well, as we start to wrap up 2020 and look at 2021, kind of give us a snapshot of where you all are at right now at the Palmetto Women's Center.
Yeah, so it's just been a difficult year for everyone, but as a result of the gifts and the support of the our community partners and a lot of our donors, we were able to make it through this year, which is such a blessing. Right now, we are in it's kind of a weird season where we've lost a lot of our staff, but we've also had a lot of new people come on, and those people that are there now are just amazing. So I'm serving as the interim director for now, and then the board is looking for another candidate. Right now, we are at the time of the year-end giving where I just sent out the year-end donation letters, and we are seeing a great response from that. We are preparing to get our mobile unit back on the road this year in 2021.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. I want to start with some more of the classes we offer. Post-abortive classes to women who have made that decision. I want to start doing more of the parenting classes for women coming in. I know that that's been a request of a lot of our clients, so hopefully this year we can start doing that. I'm really excited for what the year's going to bring.
You really do it all in terms of women's health, from preventative, from helping with those life choices and planning purposes, and also including fathers.
Oh, yes.
It's all inclusive under that umbrella, and we appreciate so much what you do for the community. So you have sent out letters again asking for some fundraising to achieve the goals that you just mentioned. The mobile unit.
Right.
Huge. How many people does it serve?
Well, you know, when we were on the road previously with the mobile unit, we saw anywhere from maybe 10 clients a week. We don't see as much with the mobile unit as we do with the brick and mortar building, of course, but we still want to go into those areas like in Chester and York where, you know, some of our clients, they have problems with transportation and getting to the center. So we still want to be present in those communities and able to offer our services. We offer the free limited ultrasound from the mobile unit, as well as pregnancy testing and the peer counseling or coaching. So we want to be able to offer those services to women that don't have the transportation to make it to the building.
Where exactly is your building located?
828 Lucas Street.
Okay, Lucas.
Oh,
that's
like
easy
that.
To remember.
Yeah,
yes,
I like
yes.
that one. Starsha Thompson is the interim director at the Palmetto Women's Center. Starsha, what is so great to what we've learned about our time speaking with everyone at the Palmetto Women's Center is just the love that you all have for whatever decision a family, a young lady will make. And it's a judgment-free zone.
Absolutely.
When at a time they're probably being judged by everyone on social media,
yes.
maybe in their immediate family, maybe the people they work with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice to turn to someone where it hands are up, it's judgment-free, and you're just there to support them with whatever decision that they make.
Absolutely, yes. You know, a woman is faced with so many uncertainties when she comes to a place of an unexpected pregnancy. And we just want to be there to support her in whatever decision she makes and love her and show her that, you know, she does have support. We often look to our families or to our friends for that support, but sometimes in life, that's not, we don't find it there. So we have to turn other places. And Palmetto Women's Center exists to be that for her. We were so blessed to be able to give away over $2,000 of just material donations to our patients this year at Christmas to show her that it's not just about, you know, we're not just pro-birth. We are truly pro-life, and that it's, you know, we want to walk with her throughout the pregnancy. But even after that baby's here, you know, we want to be a support to her as well, and, you know, in whatever way we can.
Well, it shines through in those who we have met through the Palmetto Women's Center that you truly are about the wellness of the mother. And you mentioned classes even, did you say, after someone has chosen abortion?
Absolutely.
You still provide that support.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we have community partners that come alongside us and provide those services. So they we work with Westminster Presbyterian and providing the post-abortive classes. And that has really benefited so many women. It's brought healing to so many women. And so that, and then, you know, we offer the classes. Well, this year we're working with Bright Course to offer classes as far as shaken baby syndrome, car seat safety. There's just an array of different things that, you know, we often take for granted and thinking, oh, well, moms know how to do this. But if they don't have that support and they've never been taught, then they don't know those things. So we want to make sure that, that they're equipped to bring that life into the world.
Again, a no judgment zone.
Correct.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
What is common and normal for all of us, again, the babies don't pop out with the instructions wrapped around an
That's
umbilical
right.
cord.
That's right.
Or like in a box, like a doll. And it's exactly it. It's overwhelming.
It's a vulnerable feeling when
exactly
suddenly
it.
They say, okay, you can take her home.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah, where's my training manual?
Can I get your number and have her speed dial? It is.
Right.
So having
right.
those relationships.
The Palmetto Women's Center provides that and so much more. Well, you can donate money to them. Mm-hmm. You could donate your time. You could donate resources. If you want to get involved, especially as the new year is upon us, to make a difference right here in your community, Palmetto Women's Center, they'll take you with open arms and be part of the loving family that we've come to know of all the folks that work there, for sure.
Absolutely.
Starsha Thompson, again, the interim director at the Palmetto Women's Center. Here's to a great 2020 and an even better 2021.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for all you do.